You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody. This is the Hot Girl Deal Devil, Kaylee Ray, and you are listening to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
We dominate the world. We dominate the world. We dominate the world. We dominate, we dominate, we dominate, we dominate, we dominate the world.
Will you ever put off joining like such a male dominated industry? Obviously, ever this in the, like, the 80s and 90s, it was predominantly like male dominated. There was women's
mm-hmm.
a chance. Is that something that ever put you off?
To be honest, not really. Like, when I started, I had a good group of people around me. It was predominantly male, but I never get treated any differently, and do you know what, I think that kind of, that definitely helped. I wasn't treated as a female, or like, no, she shouldn't do that because she's a girl. It was just, you're expected to do things that everybody does, whether you were male or female, regardless of your size, so you just sit in and did it. So I actually think it helped me in that sense. So, but as I said, that was a good group of people around me, and I think if you've got the right trainers, the right people helping you, then it doesn't matter your gender.
Yeah, I mean, it was Kid Fight you trained under, I'm right in saying, yeah?
Yeah, I have. Kid Fight was the one that trained us.
Yeah, there's not many people better in Scotland for training than him.
I don't know. Quite a lot of people have come up to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tends to be, a lot of people tend to quote him and Damo as kind of the big guys around about that time.
Yes,
Mikey Whiplash as well, so.
Yes, I still took over for Damo. We did train a bit with Damo, but it was more predominantly Kid Fight that we ended up with, so, yeah.
Yeah, they're the main guys, so you can't really complain with going with them.
No, exactly. Uh-huh. And then I got the experience on the shows as well. It might have been small shows and schools or working men's clubs, but I was out there getting the experience, so all that helped.
Yeah, I mean, that brings me on to kind of my next question. I mean, you obviously, as you said, you performed in so many different promotions in front of different crowds. I mean, obviously, not every crowd's different. They react differently to different people. Do you think that kind of helped you at the beginning?
Yeah. Definitely 100%. As I said, schools, working men's clubs, nightclubs, to just being a few years out of my career and going to Japan, like, you are right in a sense that every crowd is different and you have to go out there, and it's like a theatre, you go out there and you learn your crowds and you have to work to that crowd. Like, no every match is going to be the same and no every crowd is going to take to you the same way. And as I mentioned, Japan, there's a massive contrast between fans over there and fans over here in any sort of sense, but it's great to get them, push your abilities to try and make them react and make them react to the way that you want them to react. Do you get what I mean by that? Like,
yeah, totally.
In the theatre, you're going out there, you're putting something out there and you expect the crowd to laugh or boo. It's the same for us. We want to go out there and make that crowd entertained, so we have to get them to play the game. So yeah, but I definitely think that helps.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Japan just there. I mean, how much did it mean to you to be able to perform in Japan? Obviously, you've been there, performing out there a number of times over the last few years, including the start of this year.
Yep, I've been out for Stardom the past 2 years, but the first company I went out for was actually GWP.
Right.
There's a woman called Emi Sakura that essentially got me in. I'd wrestled her in an all-female promotion, Pro Wrestling Eve in London, who I still work for, great all-female promotion. They're really doing good stuff for women, they have been for years, but they put me in with Amy, who's a legend, and at a young age, and I remember even just something simple as like a springboard that I'd always practiced and never done in a match. She's seen me practicing it and come up to me and said, like, you do this, and I was like, oh no, just practice, and she was like, no, you do a match, and walks away from me, because I was like, oh my God, like, but you either go out there and you do it, or shoot there and you fail. And I went out there and did it, and it's only helped me in my career. So when I went over to Japan, it's just things like that, they'll push you to do things, and as long as you're trying to do it, you've got to respect it. And at 18, 19 years old, I think that done me the world of good.
Yeah, I mean, like, for a crowd, there's not many better around the world than Japan.
Oh, no, no. It's a very intimidating crowd, I will say that. Like, they don't scream abuse at you and stuff, but before you go out there and wrestle, as you know, like, they are a certain way, and you have to overcome that and get them reacting.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of our listeners, obviously, are massive ICW fans, and you're obviously synonymous with that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Is your feud you had initially with Carmel, obviously that was one of your first matches starting in, and he's went on for so many years, it's one of the things you best for. I mean, can you talk a wee bit quickly about your chemistry the two you shared, because you two got along like a house on fire whenever you stepped in the ring together?
I'm sure if we stepped in the ring today we could still pull off the same if not better match. Like, even with Carmel been going, like, she was great, and we did just click in the ring. When I said earlier about getting into the ring and getting experience early on, if it was a female, it was probably Carmel. I was in wrestling, so I couldn't count the amount of times that I've wrestled her, but it's every time we wrestled, it wasn't like a chore, it wasn't like a job, you had fun. And I think that also showed with the crowd as well. They enjoyed it because we enjoyed it as much, so...
Yeah, it was one of those rivalries that helped put the women's division on the map in ICW. And you talk about, obviously, that she's not wrestling anymore, but our last match in ICW, our last match was with you and Viper in the Hydro a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You obviously won the ICW Women's Championship that night. How much did it mean to win that in such a crowd such as the Hydro? Obviously the biggest in Europe to date for ICW Scottish Wrestling.
It really meant a lot to me, and it meant even more that I was actually in there between my best friends. Like, taking away the rivalry side, yeah, I've been rivals with the both of the girls for years. But it all done my best pals, and to be in there and experience something like that and be your best pals is something out of this world, to be honest. And to have the ICW crowd behind me and to be cheering for me, and even though they weren't supposed to be. They were supposed to be doing at that point, but the fact that they popped it in that initial cheer, that roar when I won, was a special moment. So it meant a lot.
I know you met. I was in the crowd that night, and all the rest, it was crazy, you know.
They played the game all the way up. They were booing, they were cheering for it, and then when I won, it was just this roar. I remember thinking, thanks, guys. That was nice.
You know what wrestling crowd I like in this current day? I mean, they cheer who they want, and they boo who they want. It's hard to kind of get over as a kind of heel.
Yep.
You know, but. You did a pretty good job. You can't
complain. I do. I had to cheer when I get kicked in the face, so that's a good sign. I can do my job at least.
Yeah, totally. As well, for ICW fans, a lot of them kind of know you better for fighting more of the men than the women, obviously. Do you have a preference of who you fight more, the men or the women? Or do you not really? Are you not...
To be honest, no, it's not a preference thing for me. It's just, like, the way I see it is, whether it's guys or girls or, like, a big guy or a wee, like, you're going to get a different story every time you go in the ring with somebody different.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what their gender is, like, everything can be used to your advantage and used as part of the story. So I just think it helps mix it up a bit and makes it a bit more, no, more interesting, but we're not limited to who we can go in. It's not just female and female, we can mess with anybody these days, and they can go in with anybody, and that's great. Like,
yeah, I mean, I remember my first experience seeing you live was at the first Shug's house party when you were part of that tag team championship match. And
was that me and Wolfgang versus
you and Stevie versus Renfrew and BT, because you filled in for David?
Right. That's what it was. I thought you were meaning the one where me and Wolfgang versus BT and Renfrew, because that was the one Stevie had to pull out and I filled in for him there.
Right.
So there was two different ones, so you got me on that one. And that's not the one I get put through the chairs, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was just...
No, it wasn't, no.
There was no really much chair, much involvement. It was just a
was that one of the nice ones? Oh, right, okay, so I still get battled then.
As a guy who had never really beat them in the end of promotions at that point, it was crazy to see somebody go toe-to-toe with guys like that size, you know, so...
And you know what? They were the guys I trained with, so So to me, this has been happening for years, been battering me, getting back up and battering them. But see, for like yourself, coming in the new crowd, seeing that be lassie getting battered and then storing back up, I hope it makes people go, oh my God, look at her go. Like, yeah, she keeps getting hit, but she keeps getting back up and she can keep going. That's kind of the, like, what I like to do. I just get people believing that you can get back up and you can keep going on with that match. And that's what the appeal is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. It did the job to me. I've still got the shows to date. So, so many. So, yeah, did that one. Obviously, we talked there about Japan, but you've also competed for some of the biggest promotions in America, the likes of TNA and WWE and the Mae Young Classic. What did you learn from competing with all the females that you were up against in those tournaments, and even in the TNA one where you were against some of the biggest guys in, obviously, British wrestling?
Yeah, even in that, when we got to do the tours from TNA, I got to wrestle, quite a lot of the women as well. So, as I said, everything was just experience. Everybody still, you never get past the point of learning. So, you can still train, you can still go and learn new things, and that is what it is for me too. Get into TNA and get into the performance center and WWE, it's new experience, it's new people giving you advice. So, to just be there and to take in all that advice is excellent. And if you're willing to learn and listen, then I think that's the main thing in this.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, every day's a school day, and there's obviously different people, you're training with different people all the time, so you're going to learn something new.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Not everybody's advice might be to your taste, but 9 out of 10 times it's going to help you and it's going to help you succeed. I've been in situations where I've tried to help somebody, and what I do necessarily doesn't work for them, but it doesn't mean to say it won't work for somebody else. So it's just,
Yeah. No, you're 100% right in that one, it's absolutely spot on. Now, moving on, obviously, now to the WOS, or as people would know it, World of Sport Wrestling, a historic show in Britain. I mean, you get loads of non-wrestling fans who will quote it as something. I mean, when I've talked to people about the launch of this show, they go, is that the one with Big Daddy? So it is
Big Daddy.
A massive show across the country. What was your reaction when you get asked to take part in such a historic show?
Oh, do you know what? I was buzzing. I was just really excited. I'd heard, a couple of these rumours and stuff that it was looking to come back after obviously the pilot and stuff like that. And I remember I had a missed call, and I remember seeing someone is that somebody's number? And I was like, oh, I don't know, they're not coming back. And that's it, even when it was ringing, we're just anticipating who's going to answer the phone. So yeah, just real excitement, because I don't know, we didn't want to be part of something that's going to put wrestling back on TV. This Saturday's such a big day for not just World of Sport, but a lot of promotions everywhere, and the fact that a lot of wrestling fans are going to wake up excited about something is the main goal. And I really hope it is World of Sport, and I really hope everybody tunes in. But regardless, wrestling is so good right now in the UK, and I'm just so happy to be part of something that's building it, and it's going to be on TV and people can see it. And I'm just really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's been such a great buzz to it. I think, obviously, the pilot was about last Christmas, and then obviously it took a wee while to come back into it. But the whole build up to it, it's came across really well. And I think, as you say, the scene's brilliant. Some of the names are going to be in it. It's absolutely brilliant as well. So
a lot of people get a chance to as well, which is great, and more eyes to be on more people.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the one thing about it, the original World of Sport, was women's wrestling never really got a chance to shine on it. You know, there wasn't... Obviously, the match that Viper won on the pilot was, I think it was the first they'd ever had a women's match on World of Sport. Do you see this as a chance to prove why, with the likes of yourself, Viper, Casey, to show why it should have been on the original one?
Yeah, in a sense, we want to push women as much as possible, but again, in those times, it wasn't as easy as in just putting them on TV. Women's wrestling in London was banned for years. It was against the law. So it's not a case of wanting, but I'm just so glad now that, as you said, there's an opportunity for people to see this, and we can go out there and show them why women's wrestling should be a massive part of this, and why it is a massive part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's hot round the world, you know. Obviously, you see...
everywhere.
Obviously, the WWE announced their whole all-women's pay-per-view as well.
All-women's pay-per-view, yep. So fantastic thing.
Yeah, it's just a hot division right now, and obviously, there's so many... I went through kind of a couple of names there. I mean, who do you kind of see as your main competition?
Do you mean in World of Sport? Yeah, I have to go back to the old rivalry and say Viper. B is coming into her own right now, but Viper will always be the main focus for me to keep an eye on. Like, we've came across each other's path so many times that, you know, you can't not keep an eye on her. She's one of the best, so...
Oh yeah, she's buzzing right now, obviously, with the BBC document and everything, so...
Mm-hmm. She's everything else as well through it. Like, she's doing so well. Like, she was holding 5 belts for 5 different companies at one point recently. So, do you know what I mean? Like, she is the definition of the best right now, so, aye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was that match in one of the recent ICW ones. It was her and Sami Zayn, and they had, like, 11 belts between them or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely crazy, but it just shows...
That poor referee having to carry them all back.
Yeah, I've just got one more question, Kayla, just to kind of round this off. But again, on the WOS, I mean, is this the chance for you to kind of show a wider audience what the ICW crowds and what the crowds at other shows know, that just how good you actually are in the ring?
Hopefully, yeah. Like, I have travelled a lot, but I'm not delusional. In fact, that there is a lot of people that still don't know my name. So the more people that watch this, the more people that get to see, as you said, how good I am, and how good everybody else on WOS is. So that's all I say, just please watch and be excited for this and enjoy it. And yeah, everything.
Yeah, it's just to say, it's a great roster. I mean, it's great that both you and Steve are going to be on it as well, you know.
I know, I'm so happy. So happy.
I was quite chuffed to actually when I seen that he was actually going to be on it, because I spoke to him, I interviewed him back in April after his Baromania win, and I think he was talking about stuff, but he didn't really let on, so
yeah, I'm not really sure if we even knew at that point, would you? I think, but I'm not sure of the timeline, but sometimes it's difficult to be able to say things because you're not sure yourself of anything that's happening, so
No, it's gonna be exciting, and I look forward to seeing it and seeing how good it is getting British wrestling back on ITV, terrestrial TV.
Back on ITV, you know, it's great, isn't it?
It's gonna be not having to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning and watch wrestling or get Sky.
Aye, that's a bit of advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, actually. Well, guys, thanks for that again, Kayla. It's good to kind of we've interviewed obviously Stevie and obviously Kings of Cats, so you've kind of rounded off the set here, so.
Yeah, you've got the Tampa Generation, that's us.
Yeah, we're absolutely chuffed about that, so brilliant. Again, thanks very much for your time, Kayla. I hope you do well.
No worries, and thank you very much. We dominate the world.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.